I've got Kim in from Artworks. She said that that she's really busy over at the art gallery, so we'll go quick and we'll get through what we have to do. So, hi Kim, how are you?
Good, thanks. Good.
Okay,
thanks.
You opened up exhibitions last night.
Last night we had openings of three new exhibitions.
Right, you tell me about those.
And so, in the main gallery, we've got an exhibition called Interiors, and that's featuring David Troubridge, Florence Broadhurst, Lusty Lloyd Loom, Delana Studio Rugs. So it's quite a different look over there. It's very relaxing. People can come and sit on the. Have a look when you go past, because it's good. And we had a lot of people there last night, and a lot of people again this morning. I think the very welcome rain's got people wandering in already. And in the small gallery, we've got Paul Rind and Friends. He's curated a show around his work and some friends, looking at back over creative years and times that produced a new series of multimedia works highlighting specific moments in an artistic life. Now I'm fumbling away because I've left my glasses at home.
Oh gosh!
So I'm holding this out arm's
right.
length.
Yeah. So it's nothing wrong with your eyes; just your arms aren't long enough.
My arms aren't long enough. And then the annex, we've got a gorgeous array of summer jewels. So there's a jewellery show in there with about 20 jewellers.
But some of those look like lollipops.
They do, yeah. Some of them look like lollipops, some like ice blocks.
No, I mean ice blocks, sorry.
Yeah,
they look like ice blocks. They've got that flat TT. They used to be called TT2s when I was a kid, and they've got that flat stick.
Yeah. And there's also a vending machine in there.
Wow.
From Isla Osborne, and that's fun.
Yeah.
And so that's an interesting interactive piece. Beautiful little glass badges.
Yes.
She's calling them little viruses.
Oh.
Seeing interested in seeing if people are brave enough to put some money in there. It's just $6.
Oh, right.
And $2, preferably $2. It's got quite a personality, that machine.
So it's actually, you can actually do it. You can put money in.
Yeah,
I'm a sucker for anything like that. Oh, I've got to take money in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Do you have lots of change?
we do have a bit of change. We've got to get some more change today.
I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't get in before I came. I had a look on the website, but I'll go and look on the way back.
Yeah.
Now, interiors, is that things that you would find in your own like interior decoration type things?
There are ideas around that. Yes, there are some lovely wall works and very interesting stories behind. We're featuring David Troubridge's book called So Far. That's there, so that gives you added information around his work and himself as a designer and an artist. Florence Broadhurst is an amazing story there.
Yeah.
Have you heard of her?
Yeah. I do know of her.
So we've got her book there, which is The Secret, her secret and Extraordinary Lives, in plural, because she had many lives.
Oh, she's incredible.
Absolutely fascinating. There's also a documentary playing in the gallery, which is about an hour long. And that's really interesting as well. That's my phone. Throw that on the floor.
Yeah, it's nice to have all that different media, isn't it?
There's a lot to look at.
Galleries aren't like they used to be. You've got all different medias now, and you've got the documentary playing, you've got all sorts of things going.
Yeah. And Paulie's exhibition's got a lot of interactive work in there as well.
Mm.
So there's a lot to look at. It's been a happy hour or so, or longer, if it's raining outside, come on up.
Yeah, that's a good day to go to somewhere like the gallery on a rainy day.
Yeah.
How are things going for you with all the work that's going on around there? Is it?
Well, that's interesting.
Has it been affecting you?
Yes. It's people are. It was always a little bit difficult to find around the corner of the gallery.
Yeah.
And certainly during the earlier part of the construction, it's very difficult. People just turned around and went back the other way. Mm. So that's been challenging. Now that the libraries, you can't miss it.
Mm.
But it's got to that point where it's obviously captured people's attention, and people are coming around and looking around it. And the scaffolding's gone, so it's looking less like a construction. Yeah, so it still
I
is,
mean, it did look a bit intimidating. I mean, I struggled to find the entrance to the library one day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they fixed that. They were working through it, yeah. And it must be hard because the art gallery is quite obvious. If you get there.
When you get there.
But it's not if there's a whole lot of things that you go, I know, I won't go up there because and there's lots of screens and
yes, it's a bit of an adventure.
Yeah.
And it still is, I think, for people. But we have had, the summer's been great on the island. There have been a lot of visitors from around the country as well, noticed, around New Zealand, and, of course, a lot of overseas visitors as well.
Right. And you've got things that people can buy there too, gifts and things?
Yes. We've got the shops open all the time. We're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so there's a lot to look at, a lot to take home with you. And of course, the other thing is that people on the island know if they're looking for presents, always ask one of the staff or one of the volunteers, our wonderful volunteers, because there's cupboards full of treasures and there's other pieces that may be out in the back, and that's always a bit of an adventure to go out the back in the storeroom.
Where would New Zealand organisations be without the volunteers?
Exactly.
It's just stunning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, and I realise you've got to get back, but there's something else you'd like to talk to me about.
Just letting people know that there's still tickets available for the wonderful Waiheke house tour. That's on Wednesday, the 12th of March. There's
how many houses are
there? I think it's seven. I think there's seven. There's at least six or seven.
There's some beautiful, beautiful places.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you see sometimes when you do the garden tour, the Jesse Dean garden tour, you see the house.
Yeah.
And everyone's very tempted, like, you know, I'd like to have a look in there, but you can't. You know, that's not really polite. But this time you could.
Yes, and the theme is similar to last year, which was the first time that this event was held around art and architecture. So some of the architects will be speaking inside their houses.
Really?
They design. And art within the houses as well.
Oh, that's
there's a self-drive option and a bus ticket.
Yeah,
and a bus
I've had a look at it because my work belongs as a member, so we get it because I manage the Waiheke Island Supported Homes Trust.
Yes,
and we've had a couple of exhibitions.
Yes, you have.
And we've done well. They do well.
Yeah.
But art's sort of gone off a little bit. But we might get back. But it's just what people want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So that tour would be great.
Yeah, so that's coming up. We just the gallery had the Zealandia tour on Wednesday last week.
Right.
And it went up on a bit of a day like this, but apparently that was fun too. I didn't go on that.
And so when's the tour of the houses?
Wednesday, the 12th of March.
Oh.
Yeah, coming up.
Oh, that's excellent.
Good-o.
Is there anything else at all you've got in your brochure?
These are the shows coming up after these three. These shows are on they opened last night, Friday the 21st of February, and they're all running through till Monday the 17th of March.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful day, the 17th of March.
Is it?
Yes.
It's your birthday.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell everybody.
so that's great, and you've got a good website. People can keep track of it.
We've got a website that's pretty simple and everything. But it should be up there. We've also got a Facebook page, which we can put more material on.
Yep.
If people are onto Facebook, they can keep up with what's going on the Facebook page. We can post more pictures on the Facebook page, but the website is lean and informative.
And if you join up, you get the brochure and you get to find out things. And it's hard to keep track of things, but if that comes in the mail to me, and that's how I, you know, keep track of things.
Yes.
And I go up and have a look. And
oh, good, good. Yes, yeah, so the membership, we love our members, and the members get this is a members' newsletter, the brochure.
That's the one
goes out every 2 months, pretty much, because the shows turn around, as you know, every month to every month and a half. And so there's always something new going on up there. And, yes, joining up as a member, you get this posted out to you, and also you can go on the members show, which is coming up mid-year, and other events that happen between each publication of the newsletter.
And it's great to support the gallery because people don't realise to put on an exhibition of people's art is absolutely a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Just one little thing. I had the greatest privilege of seeing the Andy Warhol exhibition in the old Auckland Gallery.
Right.
On my own, with the person from America who was doing it. And she, I knew the director, and I was working with him on trusts and fundraising. And he said, she's here now. And I said, what? And they said, we want to give you this. And she took me around the whole exhibition, and I was the only person.
What a wonderful opportunity.
And I just fell in love with art galleries then. And it was a long time ago, but I remember it.
Yeah.
I fell in love with it. And she's talking to me about what she did and how she did it. And I thought, oh. And, the whole theory behind what you need to do to set up an exhibition.
Yeah.
It's
fabulous.
Yeah, it's not just putting paintings on the wall.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's worth coming in. I need to support you guys, and people need to come in and have a good look. So you're going to be on with Shirin, you're going to be on the radio. You're going to try and do a permanent slot.
Yeah,
because Shirin's on every third weekend. I do. Chris does the first. I do the second. Shirin does the third. Then there's the fourth one, which we're looking for somebody. We're looking for some talent to come on and do the fourth one. And I suppose me coming on today will definitely, they'll go, well, if he can do it, I can. Lovely to see you, Kim.
Thank you very
much.
All
the very best. And I'll pop in on the way home.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Ta-da.
Bye.